It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. San Diego's embattled mayor, Bob Filner, has wrapped up a second day of closed-door mediation to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit. Meanwhile, the debate continues among the city's voters about what should happen to the mayor. NPR's Nathan Rott reports while many want to see Filner resign, others are pleading for patience.
Mito Moreno is standing outside of a Trader Joe's in North San Diego.
Recall Filner? Had you had a chance to sign the petition?
Yeah, very good.
He's one of hundreds, volunteers who are out combing the city for the more than 100,000 signatures needed to force a recall vote. In 5 minutes, he collects five signatures. Sharon Levine signs happily.
Because he can't represent us, he can't run the city. He acts disgustingly around women, and I'm a Democrat. I voted for him, but no, he can't treat women like that.
So far, 16 women have accused Filner of inappropriate comments, groping, and general misconduct. Since the first allegations arose over a month ago, residents and politicians have been calling for Filner to resign. He has refused. Filner is the first Democrat to be elected mayor here in decades, touting his civil rights record during his 10 terms in Congress, which is something his supporters are now using. Scores of people gathered outside a city hall Monday to rally for Filner. They argue that Filner and the woman who have accused him of misconduct deserve due process.
We're not saying that if any of these allegations are true, he should be given a pass. We're not saying that at all.
Enrique Morones organized the rally.
What I'm saying is that I've known Bob for more than 20 years, and I never have seen anything like that in my life.
He and a dozen other speakers, many of whom were women, argue that accusations against Filner have been blown out of proportion. Just down the street from where the rally was held, a dozen TV cameras are aimed at the building where the mediation is taking place. Like everyone in the city, they're waiting on word of Filner's fate, whether he'll stay or whether he'll go. Nathan Rott, NPR News, San Diego.